Hey there, I hope you're doing fine in the QN context of all this mess which is going around. I hope you're doing fine and I hope you're safe. And I'm really thankful that you're joining in and tuning in to this podcast. Basically, this is the Fun Indian Guy podcast. And I'm your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy. I'm a service designer, musician, and a filmmaker. And on this podcast, we talk about creativity, design, and innovation, and some of the topics, interesting topics around these topics. We also invite guests on the podcast where we dive into different domains of like design, startups, and all those things. And it's pretty interesting when guests are there, but when we don't have guests, we also run a solo podcast, which is basically this one, where I sit down and do some exploration on some case studies or some creative practices. And we have started to do this audio exclusive podcast because my computer is not working right now. Otherwise, we usually have this podcast also on the video format on my YouTube channel, which is The Fun Indian Guy. Also on that channel, we make content regarding design, creativity, innovation, and sometimes we also drop music videos or videos about making music because that's also very interesting for me. And that's how we kind of roll on The Fun Indian Guy. Recently, we have started to do this podcast where we are exploring case studies of some of the big brands or some of the big companies in the world. And we kind of explore how they're working during this pandemic, but also how interesting their dynamics are, how they do the service design part, or how innovative they are, or how do they solve the problems from their own style. And in that zone or in that kind of format, we already covered two brands. First one was Airbnb. That's how we started. Then we went into Netflix because that was also one of the hot topics right now. And today we are going to talk about none other than Apple. You must have seen it already in the title. But I got very curious about Apple dropping a lot of products in recent months during the lockdown period, and I was quite curious to know why Apple is launching so many products. They started with iPad Pro, and then the lockdown started, and then they dropped iPhone SE. Then a couple of days ago, or 4 to 5 days ago, they dropped MacBook Pro 13-inch next version, and now soon they will be also dropping earpods. And I was like, while the whole world is in a mess right now, how come Apple is dropping so many products? And I got super curious, and then I started to study it, and I started to explore how is it possible, or how does Apple manages these releases in such turbulent times. And that's how I started my research, and basically today's podcast is going to be about sharing that research and exploration with you, understanding how Apple is in such position to do such things. And it's very interesting whatever I studied through my research, and I really hope you will find some interesting things in this whole podcast. So we always look at Apple to be a very good product design company, and we always appreciate the product design behind the products, be it iPhones, be it iPods back in the day, be it iPads, MacBook Pros, be also their app and app stores. All the things are very well designed. Also their user experience, user interface, everything is super nice. So we always talk about product design aspect, but Apple also has a great system design aspect behind it, and they kind of have a world-class system design in place, and that's what caught my attention during these studies. And in today's podcast, we will be talking about the system design part of Apple. So it all starts from design to delivering a product to your doorsteps or at a shop. And this whole procedure from ideating product in California in their labs to delivering it to your house or in your hand, the whole system is so complex. There really needs to be a super duper amazingly done system design behind it to run and orchestrate this whole situation. So as proudly Apple mentions all the time that design in California on their product, it always begins there in California with that ideation, with those ideas to drop new products. Though then we always know that the products are majorly assembled in China. The components which are required, let's say for an iPhone, actually comes from 43 different countries. And that really caught my attention. So it's not only about designing or assembling it in China, but also collecting those small components from all around the world and understanding the complexity between one company manufacturing that component and sending it to China and the timing behind it and how it reaches the assembly line. It's very complex, and that is a very big part behind the success of Apple. So I'm just going to give you examples of how and from where these parts come. For example, accelerometers come from German manufacturer, basically Bosch. Though it's a German manufacturer, the plant of manufacturing could be somewhere else because they also have plants in Japan, Taiwan, or somewhere else. So it's again changes depending on the product, depending on the quantity. So as I said, accelerometer comes from German manufacturer, and the battery parts can come from China. Cameras usually come from Sony, so from Japan. LCDs come from Japan. Gyroscope come from Switzerland. Glass and screens usually come from USA. Then audio chips are coming from Taiwan. These are just examples. Of course, it changes all the time, but parts are coming from different corners of the world, and then they reach the assembly line and the whole thing is assembled. So it's it's very complex as a system. So all the components come to China to be assembled, mostly in the units run by the biggest and the oldest supplier of Apple, which is basically Foxconn Tech Group. So this has been a partner of Apple for a lot of years. And this is basically the assembly line where Apple products or iPhones are usually made. Though Foxconn is based in Taiwan, the major parts or major plants of Foxconn are in China. So China has been favorite country of Apple for a long time, as they have been contributing a lot in manufacturing, mass producing these amazing Apple products. But because of the Trump administration and heavy regulation put on China, Apple started to take out, like, till now they have started to plan about 15-30% displacement of supply, or let's say assembly lines or manufacturing plants from China to elsewhere in different countries. For example, in Vietnam, they started to produce earbuds, which will be coming out actually this month. And just like that, there is also a great conversation happening right now for India, as with some new regulations which have been introduced or which are in process of introducing in India, Apple is likely to transfer 20% of its manufacturing from China to India. It's right now a hot topic for last couple of weeks, though it has been delayed because of the lockdown and pandemic. But soon, in next 5-year plan, they will be transferring or displacing a lot of manufacturing plants from China to India, which is a good news for India, as India will have a lot of employment because of this plant. So this complex manufacturing system is one of the assets of Apple design, but certainly not the reason for the new product drops, which was basically the trigger point for the podcast or for my exploration. Though this system or understanding the complexity of system is very important to understand how Apple runs or how Apple rolls, but it still doesn't give us answer about why Apple is dropping so many products right now. So basically, after this kind of a system study, we will now discuss why the new products are dropping right now. But before we go into that, I would like to tell you that we have a newsletter on our channel. So really sorry for this very small plug, but it's very important for me. So basically, I have a newsletter on both the YouTube channel as well as this podcast, where I always send very personalized, from my perspective, very personalized emails about different topics, which I always explore, some of the interesting reads. I always give sneak peek on some of the projects I'm doing, some of the videos. I also involve my newsletter audience in the process of making videos. Sometimes if there is a design or innovation project going on or a video going on, I send them votes to vote for some of the democratic, let's say, processes of the design thinking. And I always try to include them in various videos as well. So if you want to be part of that, even if you don't want to be part of the video, but if you want to be part of that newsletter to understand and learn new things, just go down in the description of this podcast and you will see the link to subscribe to this newsletter. And if you do so, it will be really good so that I can also reach you in more organic way. But don't worry, if you don't like these newsletters, you can always unsubscribe. No hard feeling. I do understand, because there's so much out there. If it's not for you, it's okay if it's for somebody else, and it's super simple. So with that slight plug, a selfish plug, I will get back to the Apple podcast now. Wow, Apple podcast is basically kind of the app of Apple podcast Apple. Anyway, let's get back to the topic of Apple and why they are dropping so many products. So Apple runs on a very tight schedule each year to launch new products. And as you must have seen, they are dropping products every year on a similar cycle, and they are always introducing new products. So just like Netflix content strategy, which is basically to put new originals on their platform so new people come and join, Apple also has the similar kind of important offering, which is basically dropping new versions or new products every year. And it's so important for them that it always comprises, like, for example, new iPhone sale and all the new product launches and the sale of those products after the launch comprises of almost 50% of total revenue each year. So it's very important for Apple to launch new products or new versions each year to make a lot of revenue. So this is how a usual cycle looks like for flagship iPhones, which is a very important cycle to understand. Basically, it starts with design in the lab in California, and then the prototyping happens, and it usually starts and goes till May. And then after that, the production starts in May, goes for the whole summer. The inventory stocking starts from August, because then they start sending products from Chinese plant to other warehouses and stockists and stores around the world. Then the unveiling happens during the WWDC, like Worldwide Developer Conference, which is usually mid-September. And then after the launch or after the unveiling, the deliveries usually start within 15 days or a month, depending on the stock which has been stored all around the world. So that's how a usual cycle of the product looks like. So basically, the whole cycle usually takes 8 to 9 months, and that's where the reason behind dropping so many product lies, because that means the product launching right now, we're already towards the end of the pipeline before the lockdown. So let's say iPhone SE was already in the inventory state when the lockdown happened. That means it was already ready to go, just the launch was remaining. So once the launch was out, the delivery should start. So all the products which have been launched or which are introduced are right now in a couple of months or during this lockdown period have basically almost completed the production and the whole cycle of launching, delivering new products. And that's the main reason behind why Apple is launching so many products, because they're basically ready and sitting there just to be unveiled. They might not be delivered in some countries right now, but they are still certainly ready to go. And that's why we saw Apple launching products, and that's the main reason. And just like the situation Netflix is in right now, that basically they have content to be dropped for next 6 months, but what happens for the months after, because they are not producing right now. Just like that, the challenge for Apple is to see what happens to the products which are at the beginning of the cycle right now, like iPhone 12. What happens to the launch of iPhone 12, which was planned to be introduced in WWDC 2020, mid-September, which also has been postponed. But now the challenge is not to see what products are out already, but to see what products are in pipeline and how they will make it to the market or to the people. So iPhone 12 has already caught a lot of attention at the beginning of this year because of its 5G, though company has now reported that only a month of delay has happened in the whole production cycle of the iPhone 12 flagship product of this year, which basically sounds very hopeful. And this time, people from Apple USA couldn't travel to China to see the prototypes of these flagship phones and test them basically and give the thumbs up for creating these new iPhones. So basically this year they were doing video calls to understand how the prototypes have been made, and some of the employees were also allowed to take these prototypes home, which is not a very likely condition or likely situation for Apple, but that's happening because they cannot afford to wait right now. So that's how it's happening, though Foxconn Tech Group has already started the plants in China with all the precautions regarding COVID, which is also a very important thing for Apple, because right now they can at least start the assembly line for new products or start making or designing the new assembly line for new products. And China is the only country where the production has started back to the normal speed, let's say. But some of the component manufacturers from all around the world are still under lockdown, and even transportation is paused for many countries. So the challenge lies in how the components for these new flagship phones will be reaching the plants in China so that assembly could be made. So let's see how Apple copes up with these issues, though they have already asked manufacturers to reduce the production by 15 to 20% by forecasting the reduction in demand due to the possible recession. So they are already, of course, it all runs on the game of the data and data analysis. So they know their risks. So they already have started to take the precautions. But now the whole thing is about how they can make this new cycle of production possible and get that phone out there. Though then the next question is about how many people will be willing to buy new phones given the economic condition and states of people right now. Though iPhone SE was a very smart decision to drop right now given the economic state. The prices of iPhone SE was very low. It was like an entry level iPhone, though it had still the iPhone experience. So this was the whole exploration about the system. Nonetheless, it's not only about the super class product design when we talk about Apple, but it's also about the world class system design which runs this giant while orchestrating the supply chain in harmony, which was one of the key insights or outcomes out of this whole study which I did on Apple and how they're producing new products and how the whole supply and this whole system works. And being a service designer and a system designer, though, it's also in my master's degree. It's called product service system design. System design part is a very complex part, but it's there in every big company's manufacturing and all those things. So it's very interesting for me to study that as well, though I did not go super deep on the topic, but just getting the overview, just finding the reasoning behind some of the questions I started with is very satisfying. And it's also very, let's say, enlightening for me as a person. So that was a really interesting study for me. And this was my case study about Apple and how come they are still dropping the products. And that's how I started this whole thing. So I hope you also kind of got to know some important things or some new things about how big companies work and how it looks very simple when the product comes in our hand. And that's also one of the core offering of Apple since Steve Jobs' times, that the product is very simple and it doesn't make you feel super confused. But making that kind of a product, delivering that kind of a product also involves a lot of complexity, a lot of complex systems in place. And I did listen to Tim Cook's audiobook, and in that they were exploring a lot of things Tim Cook did after Steve Jobs for making this whole harmony more smooth, to make all this component transportation, manufacturing to the assembly line a very smooth transition. And he has been working a lot on that, how to reduce time in transportation or how to increase the efficiency or how to optimize all the plants. And he has been working a lot on that thing, and that also explains the solid promises of Apple of delivering so many products every year with a super amazing strong quality and also kind of quantity in place, though they do not produce on the scale of Samsung or let's say Huawei, but still they are delivering some of the really strong and good products with good promises and good guarantee that the product will last for a long time and it will certainly give you an amazing experience. So from the beautiful and amazingly done product design to the system design, Apple has been blowing my mind for a long time, and I hope it also did add some sort of value to you as well. That being said, that's all from this podcast. I had fun exploring this. I hope you also had fun listening to this. If you did, you can literally tell me how do you feel about this podcast just by going down in the description. I've made a very dedicated form to understand the feedback or questions or suggestions on the topic, so I can reach you and we can have kind of a one-to-one communication on that, because our podcasts do not give you a liberty to take comments under the podcast as videos. So I have made that provision for you guys to use. So if you do that, it will be amazing. I'll get back to you certainly on the same topic. So let's basically close the podcast, and I'll catch you in the next one where we will, I think, explore one more big companies and dive into some of the very interesting aspects of that in terms of design and innovation. And I hope to add some more value to my life as well as yours with that. Till that time, don't forget to have fun in this lockdown. Find your fun and keep practicing that, because that will keep us floating and that will keep us rolling and running in these turbulent times. With that, I will catch you in the next podcast, and you just take care, stay safe, and I will talk to you soon. As I said in the last one, goodbyes are longer on this podcast. Anything else we missed? Yeah, of course, we missed one point which was very important. I really wanted to tell you that point, and if you are here you deserve to know that point. It's basically me and my friend Sebastian Ogobo. He's in Italy right now. Both of us have started this new project called Think Service, which is about kind of service design and innovation domain. And we have started this project called Service Design Inspirations, which is basically every fortnight we drop one article on Medium. In that we explore one of the topics. For example, in first version, we talked about mental health and well-being, and we explored five different services and how they are doing some innovative stuff. And we also added some actionable items, so you can also use that innovative ideas and apply it in some other context. We also have given the context jam examples, how to use some design ideas in different contexts. It's written in that article. So the first one was about mental health. The second one actually dropped today, and it was about, or it is about, digital communities, which are creating beautiful human connections right now all around the world. So if you're interested in those things, in the innovation and service design aspect of these things, just go down in the description. I also put the link to that article, so you can read that article and let us know what you think about it. So this is kind of a bonus you get because you stayed till the end. So I hope it's also valuable for you. And this is definitely the last time on this podcast. I'm gonna say take care, stay safe, and I'll catch you in the next podcast. Ciao, ciao. The Fun Indian Guy Podcast.